Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to delay. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning, you. Yes, you are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for nothing. Okay, welcome to the show on this beautiful April the 3rd. I want to send a big shout out to my daughter, Talana Jones. Her birthday was April the 2nd. And I want to send a shout out to my son, Eddie the 3rd. His birthday is April the 16th coming up. So to all the April people, happy birthday to you. If your birthday is in the month of April, this is your month, and happy birthday to you. What a show we have for you today, as we do every single Monday. And this is the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on our show. We tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. So, Matt, what I say every Monday, get your coffee, Get your tea, get your smoothie, get your juice, whatever you like in the morning, even a big glass of water. Hey, Sandra Covington, welcome to Facebook Live. Now, let me tell you how you can listen to the show. There's three ways for you to listen to the show. The first way is you dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064, and then press 1, it'll put you in the queue. The second way to watch the show is you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. underscore productions with an S, Eddie Jones Jr. underscore productions with an S, and that'll put you can see all the pictures of me on the show and the different producers on the show and everything else. And the third way you can look at it is the way you see me right now on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. And I already have my coffee. Mm-mm-mm. And I have some water. And water's good for you. We need our water. Don't forget about all our segments on the show. We have the sports report. We have Regulate the Manual with the regulator, Clarence M. Allen. We have Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. We have Mental Health and You with Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. We have Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie. We have the commentary, which is the last part of our show, with none other than Professor Reams. Boy, do we have a show for you. And, oh, Cousin V does our sports report. And we'll find out what happened in the Final Four with the March Madness. But we have a show for you. We're going to be talking about some extremely very important topics right now. And before we get into our interviews, I want to get in all of our co-hosts and co-producers, but this is very important. Something happened over the week. Something happened, okay? Donald Trump was indicted. We're going to talk about that today, but that'll be a little bit later on in the show. And I'm not the only one happy that he is indicted. I mean, when I say I'm not the only one happy, there's a lot of people that feel that what he did at the White House, how he pulled a coup on the United States, had them go to the state capitol and climb the walls like animals and kill people and stomp people to death and threaten people. And I guess the government is sick and tired of whatever he's doing. They just fed up to the top of here with all of his racism and biasness and things against America. So I don't call him Donald Trump. I call him T-Rump. That's right, T-Rump. That's right. What's going on, you bets? How are you? Welcome on Facebook Live. And everybody on Facebook Live, like the show and then also send it to tag 10 other people, okay? Now, we have some special guests on our show today. Our first topic is going to be about a woman that was brutally attacked at a mall parking lot by a security guard. Our special guest is going to be Mrs. Stacy Fielder Grigsby. She's going to share what happened on that attack. Our second topic is going to be a young lady by the name Miss Amelia Ann Smith has experienced some elder abuse from the facility named Terraza Court. And her daughter, Sharon Lynette Roberts, is going to be our special guest, and she's going to elaborate on what happened with that. And then our third topic is going to be the indictment of Donald Trump, the indictment of Donald T. Trump. Okay, so boy, do we have a show for you. You don't want to go anywhere. Matter of fact, the phones are lit up. I mean, right now, they're like, bam, they're on fire, and they're from all over the United States. So, you know, this show is heard all over the United States. So really quick, I got to give a quick shout out. I want to thank Chicago, Detroit, New York, Texas, Alabama, Arkansas, South and North Dakota, Colorado, and all the other places where you guys listen from across the United Texas. Oh, I can't leave out Texas. And then I want to shout out to the countries that are listening. China's listening, Japan, Egypt is listening. South Africa is listening, Canada is listening, Turkey is listening. So I want to thank all those countries who support our show. We appreciate you. You are very much appreciated. Thank you for listening and supporting the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights and our rights. And believe it or not, Russia listens to our show. Because at the end of every show, I do all the stats and statistics, and they listen to our show too. And so do a lot of other people. But let's get our co-producer, Clarence Mallon, in the studio. Good morning, Brother Clarence Mallon. How are you this morning? Brother Clarence Mallon, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners out there throughout the city, state, the nation, and even around the world. Good morning to the co-panelists that's coming on this morning. Pastor Eddie, once again, man, you're doing it with these hot-button topics, the things that we need to know that pertain our lives, that affect us, whether it's directly, whether it's indirectly. But one thing I want to say, Pastor Eddie, before I close, is I want to thank you. I want to thank God for a man such as yourself. And again, I want to thank you for having me as a part of this show. Thank you very much, Pastor Eddie.
Well, you're very welcome, Brother Clarence. We're going to have Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry with us in just a few minutes from North Carolina. Andre Ray, what's up, my brother? Andre Ray on Facebook Live, thank you so much. Matter of fact, let's just go ahead on and get Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Are you there this morning? Chief Apostle, good morning. How are you? Welcome to our show.
Grace and peace, everybody. God bless you. Good to be on again. I'm just glad we could speak on a lot of the issues that are going on, and certainly we have quite a few. Pastor Eddie, I brought a few friends with me. If you have a number on your line in the 443 area code, that would probably be one of my dear friends, Elder Luther Baker, who also has
a podcast, but he came on today with him. Okay. Elder Luther, are you there? In the 443-922 area code, are you there?
God bless you, gentlemen. Can you hear me? Am I coming through okay?
Yes, please speak a little bit louder, but we can hear you.
Okay, maybe I need to adjust my volume. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you so much. God bless you, my friend, Apostle Curry. Great to hear
your voice. To have you on. We're about to get in a few more people, and then we're going to get our special guest in right away because we want to get this interview out. First of all, let me get our co-producer, Vera Jones, in. Good morning. Good morning, Vera Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am wonderful. Good morning to all the co-hosts and every single listener and all the new listeners, especially.
Amen. Praise God. And with that being said, we want to get in our very special. Everybody say good morning to each other this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Welcome to the
God
show,
bless you,
Elder
sir.
Luther Baker.
And thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, Brother James Hudson and Andre Ray on Facebook Live and everybody on Facebook Live. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Let's see if we can get in one of our special guests, and I want to make sure I have this right. Let's see. I'm looking for there it is right there. Good morning, Stacy. Are you there? Good morning, Stacy. Are you with us?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. I'm here.
Hey, man. Everybody say good morning to Sister Stacy.
Good morning,
Sister Stacy. Blessings.
Stacy, welcome. Good morning, Stacy.
Welcome
to
the
show. Good morning. Thank you. Now, Stacy, we know that you are very busy and you're a busy woman. Something took place. Let's get right into it. A black woman is brutally attacked at a mall parking lot by a security guard. Our special guest is Mr. Stacy Fielder Grigsby to share this attack that happened to her sister. Her sister's name is Shai, and Shai is not with us, but Stacy is. Stacy, please take the floor and take your time and tell us what happened.
Okay, for sure. My sister was on her way into a 99 cent store in the San Bernardino, and she was stopped by a security guard. This happened last Tuesday evening around, I'd say, maybe 5:30-ish, maybe around 6 or so. So she was stopped by security, and he yelled at her and told her that she had to get off of the property. She was just going to head into the 99 cent store, and she said she was going to grab some snacks. She wanted some candy. So he told her that she couldn't go in there, and then she said, well, I just want to go in and get some candy. And he said, you can't go in there. And he physically put his hand on her. He assaulted her. He pepper sprayed her. He pushed her to the ground. He grabbed her by her hair. He attacked her when she was trying to leave because she didn't understand why he was attacking her. And she was trying to leave. He kept following her. He kept blocking her path. Everywhere that she stepped, he would step in her way. And mind you, my sister is a very small woman. She is less than 100 pounds. The security guard that did this was over 300 pounds. He carried pepper spray. He carried a taser, and he has a gun. She kept screaming for help. No one helped. No one intervened to help her. And someone was recording. Thank goodness somebody was recording. But I just feel for my sister. I think that something needs to be done about this. This man shouldn't be armed. He shouldn't be a security guard, and he shouldn't be working in that capacity. That's not what he should be doing. He had no right to treat my sister like that. He had no right to treat anyone like that, but he had no right to treat my sister like that. And I'm appalled. I'm upset. I'm angry. I want something done.
Well, with that being said, welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, and we are going to do something about it. We talked briefly. We will continue to talk with you and elaborate with you on how we're going to get that security officer removed from his job, because there's no way in God's green earth, and I saw the video, the way he grabbed her by her hair and slung her to the ground, the way he maced her, the way he treated her. I am so sick and tired of people disrespecting our black queens. I want to say this. I am sick and tired of seeing how Sandra Bland murdered because they pulled over for a taillight. She ended up murdered in jail. I can't even name all the young African-American women that have been disrespected by police officers. There was one police officer who grabbed the lady. The lady was a real estate agent showing a property. They accused her of doing something on the property when she had a right to be there. And they did it. They harassed her. They maced her. Now here we have Shy, a African-American black woman, going to a mall to get some candy. Trayvon Martin was going to get some candy, and he ended up dead. And had this not been videotaped, who knows what that security officer would have continued to do to this black woman. She is a human being. He has no right to put his hands on her unless he's going to make a citizen's arrest. That's all a security guard can do is make a citizen's arrest. If he was going to do that, he should have handcuffed her and told her, I'm making a citizen's arrest. He can't even read her rights. He can't even say, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law, because he's not a police officer. He's a security guard. So what in the world gives him the audacity to think that he can put his hands on an innocent human being that just wants to go in the store and get some candy? And I saw the video. He followed her all over the parking lot. He laid hands on her like he was laying hands on a man. Okay. Hey, Chandra Daniels, welcome to the show. This is redundantly ridiculous and not acceptable. So really quick, Stacy, I know you're at work, so we won't hold you really long. Is there anything else that you would like to say that you want everybody to know about what happened with this? What's the name of the company? Where is this mall located at? Do you want to give out any information?
I don't know the name of the security company. We are working on that. He refused to give us any information about where he worked, and there was no name written on his uniform. He wouldn't even give his name. I know that the police were called. They responded. They did share with me that this may be an issue with this particular person. So that's something that they may have been aware of, but they're not sure if the DA is going to pursue charges on him. It's up to the district attorney's office, apparently. So my sister says she would like to press charges, but ultimately it's up to the district attorney whether or not there's enough there for him to press charges against this particular man who assaulted my sister. So we are in contact with the police. We're hoping that it goes further. Criminal charges can get pressed against him. If not, then there are other ways that we can seek justice for this. Okay.
Now before,
maybe we'll see him in civil
court. Stacey, excuse me one second. Okay. James Hudson on Facebook Live said, these people are losing their minds. It's only getting worse. The Donald Trump effect not being held accountable. We will make sure that this security guard is held accountable. Let's go to our professor. Let's get our professor in. Professor Reams, welcome to the floor. Welcome to the show, Professor Reams. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just fine, Pastor Jones, and just really sickened by what I've heard from our guest, Stacey Felder. This should not be happening to anyone. So good morning, everyone.
Everyone, please say good morning to Professor Reams.
Good morning.
Good morning, Professor Reams.
Good morning, Professor Reams.
Now, really quick, Professor Reams, I want you to tell Stacey legally what her options are. We're going to pursue this. We're going to do a press conference,
okay.
Professor Reams. We're going to do a few things here. We've got a couple of press conferences to do, and we're going to pursue making sure that security officer no longer works there, because I'm going to find out who the manager of the mall is, and I'm going to find out who contracted him, and then we're going to make sure that he is removed and fired from that place. How do you feel about that, Stacey?
I think that is a step in the right direction.
Okay. We have two people that want to interject. I know you're at work, but first of all, really short, we're going to go to Chief Apostle. I mean, really short, we're going to first go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, what would you like to say to Stacey about what we can do to make this change?
Yes. You are right to go after the criminal case, because then that would be considered assault and battery and harassment. But you also have civil, because I also teach law in various universities. You also have a civil case of the same thing, of assault and battery, and also the right, also false imprisonment, because the fact that you were detained against your will, and it was intentional based on the actions. So, and then the other thing within the case, you're not only going to bring in the person, but also the security, also the mall, and whoever is employed, because you're going to have many defendants, especially since they have been working with this, because you might be the one where this person, you're the one that's brought it out, but this person has probably been doing these things for a long time that other people have just sloughed off. Overall, so the moment that you bring this up and you have more people, then this opens you up for even a class action suit if other people are willing to come out and say that this they were harassed by this particular security officer. So, no,
okay.
You're in a very good position, especially, see, with the criminal, yeah, it's up to the district attorney, but civil, it's you against that security officer and anyone else you want to name. So this would be all a good way to win in both cases, because it's easier in civil, because it's just preponderance of the evidence or even clear and convincing, as opposed to real beyond a reasonable doubt for the crime. So either way, you come out very well, and you need to do both. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much. And, Stacey, before you go, I want to shout out Evangelist Virginia Valentine calling in from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. James Hudson calling in from Texas. James Hudson said, definitely file a civil lawsuit, and we're definitely going to make sure that a civil lawsuit is filed and a criminal as well, because that's a crime. It is a crime what he did. He needs to keep his hands to himself. I want to shout out Sheila Timberlake. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Sheila Timberlake. Welcome to the show. Everybody that's on Facebook Live, please tell 10 other people. Without further ado, let's go to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Stacey has to go, but before she goes, you need to hear from Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Chief Apostle, take the floor. What is it that you want to tell Stacey? Go right ahead.
All right. Let me say this. because in my former life, I worked as a security officer for the Department of State, which was in Washington, D.C. At that time when we did the training, we were armed security, but we also were a SPO, which is a special police officer. Therefore, we had police powers. Now, from what I am hearing, this gentleman may not have had that police powers. And so all he can do is basically, you know, if he sees something and someone acts disorderly that he feels he can speak to them, but in that instance, he would need to call law enforcement, which he never did.
That's right.
And so, therefore, he had no right to put his hands on her or do any of the things which he had done. That does not give him the authority to do that. Unless, like I said, if you are a SPO, which is a special police officer, then you have very limited police powers in order to detain. But after being detained, you would have to have a law enforcement officer to come and take them into custody.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I want to thank you so much, Stacy. I know time is, you know, really getting short. Stacy, please give us your closing remarks. Go right ahead, Stacy. Take the floor.
I appreciate this platform for allowing my sister's story to be heard through me. I appreciate the support and kindness of everyone that's listening and offering opinions and offering suggestions and things that should be done. We will be taking this matter further, and I look forward to updating everybody about what's getting done about this, because as everyone can hear, this shouldn't have happened. And because this man is armed with not only pepper spray and a taser, but also a gun, it could have been my sister's life. So this is very serious, and this is going further. It doesn't end here.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for coming on. The Los Angeles Civil Rights Association will be reaching out to you after the show, and or whenever you later on today, and we'll continue to touch bases, and we will pursue everything that we talked about, and we're going to make sure that we remember never to forget that this is against the law. It is against the law for a security guard to step out of his bounds of a security guard. He is supposed to observe and report. That's it, observe and report. Not manhandle a female African-American 100-pound woman. Keep your hands off our women. That is the lesson. Keep your hands off our people, period, and especially our women. Okay, with that being said, Stacy, we want to thank you. Everybody say thank you to Stacy and give her – let's give Stacy a big hand for coming on. Let's give her a big hand. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Bless you, Stacy.
Thank you,
okay, I'm going to head out, but I thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Pastor Eddie.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too.
Hi, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. And before we go on our next interview with Sharon Lynette Roberts, before we go on, I want to go to our panel so that we can get some feedback on what you just heard. But we also have a segment on our show called A Moment to Shine. And on our Moment to Shine today, we're going to have a young man who deserves a moment to shine on our show. Now, I want to acknowledge our guest on the show today. It's Elder, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, Pastor, I'm here. God bless you.
God bless you. Elder, please tell everyone your full name and your title. And, you know, we're just so happy to have you on the show today, because we definitely have a question for you when it comes to the indictment of Donald Trump, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. But we want you to stay on because we want to get your opinion, but meanwhile, please introduce yourself and give your title and what you do.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. My full name is Luther Earl Baker, country name given by my dad. I am an ordained elder, professional musician, radio show host, and in fact, I just started my own radio station, which is a challenge. And maybe, Pastor, you can give me some insights on how to do this thing. But I want to thank, before I found this article that I want to share, but I want to thank my good friend and brother in Christ, Apostle Kenneth Carey, for inviting me to be a part of this platform. I thank you very much for that, sir. And also, I want to give a special thank you to you, Pastor Eddie, for your platform and for your bravery for addressing a lot of these topics that I feel if every pastor across this nation would do exactly what you're doing, we would get so many positive results as a result, as an effort made to do what you're doing. This is my first time here, but I'm excited about what I'm hearing. I'm excited about what you're doing, sir, and I feel honored to be a part of this great platform. God bless you. Many blessings to you.
Yes, God bless you, and I want to thank you for each compliment that you gave. I want to thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your expertise of theology. And thank you so much, and we're so happy to have you on. And
bless you, sir.
We're going to hey, Black vendors, I want to welcome the Black vendors to the show. All the Black vendors who are out there that are doing things, we are so proud of you for selling and having your own Black-owned businesses. On Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, we're getting ready to go do a segment on our show called A Moment to Shine. Let's see if we can get this young man. And then right after A Moment to Shine, we're going to have Sharon Lynette Roberts on. And when you hear this story, it is going to make you get appalled and upset, just like the first story. But we must talk about these very sensitive topics. We need to analyze and evaluate how we can put these situations in perspective. We're getting equality, we're getting justice, and we're getting closure to the ill treatment of our people. This started 400 and something years ago, and here we are in 2023, mm-hmm. still dealing with some 400-year-ago stuff. Oh, no, we're going to shut this down. We're going to shut it down one way or the other. But we are going to seek God's face, because with hope and with prayer, everything can be changed. Because God said he would fight our battles. He said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. Knocking that door shall be open unto you. But he also said, come unto me, those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So we're going to lean not on ourselves, but we're going to lean on God's never changing hand. Hold on.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Let's make that phone call. And then right after this phone call for A Moment to Shine, we're going to go right into our interview with Sharon. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning. Good morning. Is this Eddie Jones the Third?
This is he.
And this is your father, Eddie Jones Jr. Hey, son, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Dad. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Everybody on the show, please say hello to my son, Eddie Jones III.
Eddie Jones III, blessings to you,
good
man.
Good morning, Eddie Jones III. Yes.
Good morning, Eddie Jones III.
Let's give
How's
him,
everyone?
Can we? All right, so this is a segment of our show called A Moment to Shine, son, and I wanted to pick you because you are now an entrepreneur and you have your own business, and I'm very proud. Tell us about your business. And before you tell us about your business is called CarComfort.store. The web is called Car Comfort. Well, let me let you tell it, okay? Without further ado, my son, Eddie Jones III, take the floor, tell us about your business, title, and all that good stuff, and what you sell.
Yes, I have a store, online store, You can search it on Google, carcomfort.store. This is my first business, and it's on the up and rising at a higher, at a good scale for my first business, and I'm very proud.
So with that being said, tell us what you sell. It's an online shopping store. What all do you sell on there? Go right ahead.
Car accessories, home appliances, a few things to, you know, maybe decorate the living room and bedrooms of your home, gaming systems, and a lot extra.
Well, with that being said, hold that thought right there. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Our segment is A Moment to Shine. Let's bring in Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning, Eli. Good morning to all of our co-hosts and co-producers. I love you all. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Well, yesterday was your birthday, so everybody on the show, please say good morning and happy birthday to my daughter, Talana Jones.
Happy birthday, Talana.
Happy birthday, Talana.
Good morning. Happy birthday. I wish you all the best in your new year.
Amen.
Oh,
well, with that being said,
to everybody, for all the well wishes, love, the prayers, blessings, to all my family who was present and also who made phone calls yesterday, I just want to say God bless you all. I love you, and I appreciate all the love. Thank you, everybody.
Amen, amen. We are on a second moment to shine. So with that being said, Eddie, tell us, how can people get in contact and support your Black-owned business? I want everybody to get the website and the phone number where they can reach out to you. If they want to reach out and they want to support your Black-owned business, how do they do it? Tell them where to go.
CarComfort.store, Safari, or Google.
Or okay, say that one more time.
Through Safari or Google, CarComfort.store.
Okay, and then they just put something in the cart and purchase it, and that'll be supporting your business, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a phone number where they can reach you if they want to get in touch with you, to call you, to ask you about how they can support your business further from here?
I have Instagram, carcomfort.store on Instagram. I don't
okay.
know the number just yet. I go through my email at the moment.
Okay. No problem. As long as you, everybody listening on the show right now, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I also want to give a shout-out to your fiance, Amari. Hey, Amari, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Okay, so we want to shout out Amari real quick. And, well, Eddie, with that being said, give us your closing remarks on carcomfort.store, your business.
You're breaking
Eddie,
you're
up. Still with us.
You're breaking
okay.
up. Say it again.
All right, you're breaking up, so we don't want to keep you on any longer, but give us your closing remarks.
If you know anyone, please give my store a shout out. I'm looking for more, you know, looking for more people to hire and more networking. If you know anyone that's willing to support in any way, thank you.
Okay, before you go, Eddie, please give out your website one more time. And
carcomfort.store,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing to everybody that's listening from all over the United States and all around the world? What would you like to say in closing?
Good luck from this day forward, and have a wonderful day. All right.
Everybody say have a great day, and let's give a hand for my son, Eddie the Third, with his business and a moment to shine on.
All right.
A moment to shine.
Thank you.
My email is support@carcomfort.store if you guys want to email me.
Okay, say that one more time, nice and loud.
Support@carcomfort.store. CarComfort.
All right. Thank you, son. I want you to have a nice trip. If you guys want to continue to listen in, please just, we'll put you on mute. We'll put you on mute, and you can continue to listen to the show and send in blessings and love as you travel. God bless.
Blessings.
Okay. Without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And also, too, while we're at it, let's support black vendors, too, as well. It's right there. Go to www.carcomfort.store. There it is, www.carcomfort.store, and you'll be supporting black vendors, which is my son's business, which is a moment to shine on our show today. Now, with that being said, it is time for a very serious subject matter and a very serious topic. I'm going to read this to you, and then we're going to get our guest in to the studio, Sharon Lynette Roberts. Mrs. Amelia Ann Smith has experienced elder abuse from the facility named Teresa Court in Culver City, California. Her daughter is Sharon Lynette Roberts, and that was her mother who received the elder abuse. This is out of control. Another woman assaulted, but this time an elderly woman. And let me go right here. Let's get her in the studio. Let's see. I believe this is it. Okay. Sharon, are you there? Sharon, are you there?
Yes, Eddie, I am here. Good morning.
Okay. We might need you to speak up a little bit louder, but without further ado, everybody say good morning to Sharon Lynette.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Sharon, we're going to need you to speak really loud so everybody can hear you loud and clear. Your mother is an elderly woman. She's in her 80s. She was staying at this facility, Teresa Court, where they were supposed to be giving her care and love and affection. Please take the floor. Tell us what happened with this story. Go right ahead, Sharon, nice and loud and clear.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. My name is Sharon Lynette Roberts. My mother's name is Amelia Ann Smith. My mother is 85 years old. She has been at Teresa Court at 10955 Washington Boulevard, Culver City, California, 90232, since August 17th of 21. My mother has Alzheimer's. On March 25th, which was Saturday before last, at 8:45 a.m., I got a phone call from a staff member at Teresa Court telling me that there was something wrong with my mother's face. I'm like, excuse me, something wrong? I can't tell you what I said, but it wasn't good. I said, okay, send me a picture. They sent me a picture. The whole right half of my mother's face was swollen. My mother's blind in her left eye, so now she can't see in either one of her eyes because the other one is swollen shut. I get there in like 30 minutes. When I got there, my mother was not laying down. She was in the dining room with her head down on the table. A person with a head injury, head should never be down. I said, Mom, what happened to your face? She looked up at me and she said, somebody hit me. I'm like, excuse me? She said, somebody hit me. I said, Mom, are you sure? And then I hear the director, the executive director of the facility, Jasmine, standing to the side saying, oh, no, she fell out the bed. I'm like, wait a minute. My mother's a back sleeper. If she had fallen out the bed, she would have had to roll over on her stomach, and when she hit the floor, it would have been her left side. The way the nightstand is positioned beside the bed, she's lower than the top of the nightstand, so she could not have hit any part of her body on the top of the nightstand. It would have been the leg of the nightstand, if anything. I took pictures of my mother's whole body. She has no injury anywhere other than her face. I said, who was on duty? And one of the employees said, we had one Terrazza Court employee and two agency employees. And we had no med tech at all on duty last night. I'm like, oh, really?
Wow.
And Jasmine tried to cover it up. I'm like, uh-uh. You can't cover this up. You don't say nothing. I said, where's the incident report? She looked at me like I was stupid. I'm like, you're supposed to have an incident report for this, aren't you? I said, why hasn't the paramedics been called? And she's like, oh yeah, let's call the paramedics. Had I not said nothing, she wouldn't have called the paramedics. Paramedics came. She told the same lie. My mother fell out the bed. I said, no, she didn't. You need to stop telling that lie. My mother, she got to UCLA Medical Center, they were taking her clothes off to put her in a hospital gown, and the nurse, her name was Iris, came out and she said, excuse me, where was your mother? I said, what do you mean? She said, is she homeless? I'm like, no, she was in a memory care facility. I said, why do you ask that? She said, because when we took your mom's clothes off, she had a body odor like she hadn't had a bath in weeks. And her skin looked like alligator skin. I took toiletries.
Okay. Sharon, are you there?
Facility.
Sharon, can you hear me? Sharon,
yes,
can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we want you. I don't know. Is your phone on speaker? Because if it's on speaker, maybe that's why we can't hear you as good as we need to hear you. Is your phone on speaker?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Okay. Now, while you're fixing that, let me just say this. Sheila Timberlake from Susan Miller Dorsey High School, I want to shout her out. And then Kenneth Gatewood, my buddy from high school, I want to shout you out too. What's up, Brother Kenneth Gatewood? Thank you both for joining all our Dorsey alumni that's on our show right now. But Sheila said, I have so many stories about these places, and I have always said I'm never going to put my loved ones in these places ever, never, ever. So a lot of these elderly places where you put your family, loved ones in there, you know, mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, you don't know what they're doing to your family in there, only by what they tell you. And this is the prime example of abuse, elder abuse. You go through your whole life and work so hard, and then you get into a place like this that doesn't know your background, doesn't know that you worked 30-some years on a job like anybody else and took care of your responsibilities, and then to get into your elder age and then to be mistreated? Oh, my God. Before we go back to Sharon, who's going to give us part two of this story, we're going to allow Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry to interject
a short 30-second soundbite so we can get back to the story, because at 10 o'clock we got to go into our regular segment. So, Chief Apostle, please take the floor, interject. Go right ahead.
Let me just say this, because I work with the seniors here in North Carolina, and, you know, as a caregiver going into the facility, a trained caregiver, many times you hear people that talk about incidents, and I had one myself where one of the elderly mothers, she's about 89 years old, and she had told me that at night, one of the male CNAs would come into the room and just, you know, try to assault her, you know, sexually try to assault her. And, you know, she said that, you know, she could smell the alcohol on his breath when he came into the room. And she said she would tell him, you know, you're not supposed to be in here. And he told her, you know, nobody's going to believe you. And so what I did, and I think what this young lady needs to do, is report that there's the ombudsman. And you need to look up that, the U.S. Ombudsman Society, and they will investigate it. They'll go in very covertly and investigate everything. I got that mother moved to a different facility where it was more conducive to her, but you have to take steps, because you got a whole lot of bad people out there doing bad things, and they don't clean them. They'll just leave them there for weeks at a time.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. For those who don't know, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry works with the President of the United States, and he has given me, and I don't have my pen on right now, is the Humanitarian Lifetime Achievement Award from the President of the United States of America. And not only that, he's also given it to other phenomenal people. So he is a well-to-do chief apostle who teaches theology and preaches, and also gives away a very important pen and ribbon, and I have the plaque and everything. So with that being said, because I want to get a round of opinions from the elder, from Clarence M. Allen, from Professor Reams, from Vera Jones, and from Talana Jones on this very sensitive topic. Okay, this is a very sensitive subject and topic. You don't want this to happen to your parents. You don't want anybody hitting your mother in the jaw or abusing them in any kind of way. It's bad enough that they have to be at that facility to be taken care of, and not getting you got to pay all this money for them to be abused? I don't think so. Sharon, please take the floor. Go ahead and close out
okay,
on what happened.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, we can, but you just, yeah. Just speak loud. Just, like, speak a little bit louder, please.
Okay. When my mom got to the hospital, again, the nurse said she thought my mother was homeless because of the condition that her body was in.
Mm-hmm.
I was being charged an additional $550 a month for what they call personal care.
Mm.
My mother's clothes have been stolen. I have replaced numerous clothes. I mean, even her underwear. And they just kind of shrug it off and tell me, oh, well, we looked in every room and we couldn't find it. I'm like, no, you couldn't find it because somebody, one of the employees, took it out of here. Nobody's stupid. You know, and it's like I want to say the only reason why my mother is in a facility is because I'm an only child. I have nobody to help me but my husband, and he works two jobs because I'm a disabled person. I'm on the heart and kidney transplant list at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. So right now I'm doing the best that I can do to try to make sure that my mom is taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I believe my mother when she said somebody hit her is because from February to May of 2021, I tried to keep my mother at home, in her own home, and I paid caregivers. My mother was telling me about the daytime caregiver and what she was doing, and every time I confronted this lady, she lied to my face. After I took my mother out of her home and put her in the facility, the neighbors came to me and told me, well, we heard how she talked to your mother. We heard your mother over there screaming, this, that, and the other. I'm like, why didn't you tell me when this was going on? They didn't want to get involved. So I know, even though my mom has Alzheimer's, when something traumatizing happens to her, she's going to tell me. So when she told me somebody hit her, I believe my mother.
Okay, with that being said, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. If you want to call into the show and you want to weigh in or you want to say something about what you just heard, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Now, if you want to listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio and see the pictures of all the people on the show, you go to blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S. Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you will be in the studio. Now, if you want to see me on Facebook Live, just go to Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live right now, and you'll see me. And if you see me, you'll be able to see my cross on my lapel, which means I'm a man of God. And if God ain't in it, I'm not with it, because God is going to answer this situation. Now, Sharon, you know that we're going to be working with you, Sharon. We're going to put together a press conference. I'm sorry, say that again, Sharon.
I'm sorry. Yeah, what I wanted to say was to the elder that said about the ombudsman, I've already contacted the ombudsman. I've also contacted the state licensing board, and I found out that last year alone, this facility had 13 legitimate complaints. I don't understand why they're still in business.
Well, we're going to work on putting them out of business, okay? And I'm going to just leave that right there. I don't want to say too much, but you know, we're already working together, Sharon, and we're going to continue to work together because this will be nipped in the bud. And so just really briefly, give us an update, really short, because I want to go around and talk to some other people on the show. How is your mom doing today?
She was transferred yesterday from UCLA Medical Center to a place called I can't think of it. It's at 1024 North Sepulveda in Bel Air. It's a rehab facility that will give her physical therapy and vocational therapy. And she can only be there for 2 weeks. And I have to find another facility for her to go to. The good thing about this facility is UCLA is paying for it. I'm not coming out of pocket for it. So,
a testimony. Let's give her a big hand for a positive testimony for Sister Sharon. Let's give her a big hand.
Amen.
Now you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Now, this is the real deal, Holyfield. There's no smoking guns on our show. When you hear something, it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And with that being said, let's stay focused on our subject matter and our topic about elder abuse, because it's running rampant in our communities and in our neighborhoods, especially with our people. And I am extremely very concerned about that civil rights violation. No one should be abused in their elderly years or at all, period. So with that being said, I want to go to Elder. Elder, are you still with us, Elder?
Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie. I'm still here, sir.
Elder, I'm so looking forward to working with you, working around you, and working with you on your show. I want to be a guest on your show, and we're going to work together. But meanwhile, after what you just heard, what do you want to say about that? Go right ahead. Take the floor. Yes, you can, Sheila.
I'm calling you. I really pray for our sister. Yes, sir. Thank you. I really pray for our sister and her mother's situation. It's unfortunate that this is something that has just run rampant throughout our communities for years. And one article that I found here, and before I read that article, I used to make medical deliveries to nursing homes years ago. And what I found in these nursing homes were appalling. One scenario I can remember, I made a delivery, and I delivered insulin and all, I delivered at that time insulin and all kinds of other things. This one particular visit, I walked through the nursing home. There were elderly people crying out, help, help. These are elderly people who have either went to the bathroom, lying in the bed, urinated on themselves, or defecated on themselves. And there were nursing staff walking around as if they were at a picnic somewhere. If I could hear the cries, they could hear the cries. And as I walked further, there was this huge, large room with the door locked. And it was a little glass window. And I looked inside the window, and there must have been at least 30 elderly people in there, unattended, but they just herded them all into this room like cattle and left them unattended for hours. And we need to our states, our cities, our communities need to do better in taking care of our elderly. I found one article that I'd like to share. Hopefully it's not too long, but I want to share this. It says over 3.2 million adults living in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities in the U.S., as many as 40% of all adults will enter a nursing home at some point during their lifetime.
Mm.
Elder abuse, particularly when it involves a patient in a residential care facility, can be difficult to detect. If there's abuse, it's difficult to detect that. Nursing home abuse is a serious concern, and seniors who have been abused have over a 300% greater chance of death in 3 years following the abuse than those who have never been abused. I'm appalled at a lot of these nursing home facilities. I even have a scenario with my sister. She had some mental issues, and the hospital, she was doing fine as long as she was in the hospital. But as soon as they admitted her into a nursing home, she was in the hospital under their care for at least 4 months. Went to a nursing home, and in 1 week, she died.
No.
And when we called there, everybody had no reason, no excuse for why she died. And this was my sister, and I was livid, right? And unfortunately, during that time, that was during the time when the COVID experience was so high, nobody could visit. Nobody could visit the patients in the hospitals. Nobody could visit their loved ones in their nursing homes. So we had no way of getting to her. We even had no way of having an autopsy done because of the coronavirus. So there was no way. We were at a brick wall to really get a definitive answer as to what happened to my sister. So prayers out to my dear sister and her mom. I'm glad her mom is doing a little better. But this has got to stop. And we have to stand up, especially the church communities, the pastors, those who bear the name of Christ. We love the word. We love salvation. We love to get folks saved, right? But many churches and many pastors fail to address a common serious issue as something as elderly abuse in nursing homes.
Elder, thank you. Let's give the elder a big hand. Let's give him a big hand. Let's give the elder a big
God
hand.
God bless you, Elder.
Amen.
God bless you.
Well said.
Elder, could you tell everyone your full name, please, again?
It's Luther Baker, Luther Earl Baker, Elder, ordained. I'm a music producer as well as the online digital radio station owner.
Okay, we're going to be talking and working together, Elder. Okay, that was an amazing testimony, and I send my condolences about your sister and my sympathies as well from the entire staff here at the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Without further ado, I want to go to Talana Jones and briefly get a I want to read this verse from Edie Way. Lord Jesus, God bless you, sir. Yes, this issue has been going on for so many years. It is so sad. Elder Luther, that was from one of the listeners on Facebook Live. I want to go now. Sheila Timberlake coming in a minute. But before we get Sheila Timberlake on, I want to get Talana. Talana, please take the floor. What do you feel about the elder abuse, the mother receiving a hit on her jaw and closing up her eye? What do you want to say?
Wow. I'm completely floored by what I heard. I am a caretaker. I have been for the last almost 12 years now. And I love the people I take care of and treat them like my family. So it bothers me when it's just like a police officer, a firefighter, a doctor, someone, a nurse, someone who has been sworn in to protect and take care of the people who they come in contact with, even in the hospital and outside and beyond. And you have a duty to take care of people the right way. When you don't do that, it is not only a detriment to the people who are doing it right, but also it's disrespectful to the job because it means that you're only working for your own motives, which is ridiculous. And for the families. I'm so blessed to hear that your mother.
Okay. Were you going to say something else, Talana? Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm so blessed to hear that your mom is okay and that she has been able to go through the therapy process. I pray all great things for your endeavors through finding another facility, that God place everything in your path that you need necessary so that you don't have to worry anymore. And just to Elder, sir, my goodness.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Talana. Thank you so much. We're about to bring Sheila on to the phone right now. But I want to say this. Every person that works in a hospital, every teacher, you are a mandated reporter. If you don't know what that is, Google it, look it up, read. You are a mandated reporter, which means if you see something, you're supposed to say something. That goes for anyone who does takes care of the elder, takes care of people in the hospital, take care of people in jail, take care of people at a school. You are a mandated reporter to report things that are inappropriate, that is any type of elder abuse. It's supposed to be reported. And unfortunately, the people who work in these facilities that slip through the cracks, that do these kind of things to elderly people should be, and I don't even want to say what they should be done to, but you know, something should happen. Just want to share something that I'm going to share it in a minute. Sheila, everybody say good morning to Sheila Timberlake. Good morning, Sheila. How are you?
Good morning. Can
Sheila,
you hear me?
God bless you.
Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Sheila. Good morning.
Everybody, good morning, Sheila.
So you know this has heated
Sheila,
up my spirit.
Can you speak a little bit loud, Sheila, so we can hear you a little bit more? Please.
I said you know this is because I haven't called in a while, but I am a caregiver, and I have been doing caregiving for the young people, babies, mm-hmm. young people, and older people since the age of 27, way before they even called it in-home caregiving, right? So between jobs or what have you, I would take care of people. But everything everybody said about these care facilities is so spot on. And we complain, but it goes nowhere. Now I say, tell me, how is a person who's paralyzed fall out of bed? When we went to go see her, someone had hit her in the mouth, knocked all her teeth out. The explanation mm-hmm. to the family, she fell out of bed. I say, that ain't happening. You don't wash that like that. How is someone who can't move turn themselves over and fall out of bed? So they mm-hmm. dealt with that. Then another person pulled us to the side at another place and said her mother whispered to her that they were having sex with the other person we were coming to see because mm-hmm. she cannot talk, right? Mm-hmm. But she was scared to say something because she don't want them bothering her. Now, that person got mm-hmm. found out. All they did was move him to another department. They know things are happening, and they don't do anything. You see something, say something, is a wash. It don't work, right? And then you look at the fact, who's in these homes taking care of these patients? What is the ratio? Okay, you're dealing with that. And that yelling and screaming and howling for help goes on all the time. Or you'll see them mm-hmm. sit them in a spot all day long at the window. They do mm-hmm. nothing. They walk around. They're eating. They're talking. They're laughing amongst themselves. I had a family member when I was watching the grandmother. She took a fail over the weekend while I wasn't there. They put her in the hospital. When she got out, she had to go to the convalescent home just to kind of recuperate. And something happened, and then they paid me. Sheila, please, can you sit with her all day? So I'm having an eight-hour job just sitting there and shadowing this lady everywhere she went, right? And one of the ladies tried to tell me, you have to leave. I told her, make me. Make me. Push me out. You're not going to send me nowhere. And then after I got off of that 8 hours, the family member came and said 8 hours. They think because no one comes to visit on a day-to-day, on month-to-month, that they can do whatever they want to do to our loved ones. And so I had made a statement at 27. My mother will never go into one because I see what happens. I am a caregiver, and I treat everybody like I treat my mother. And I treat my mother A1, okay? Every report I get, every letter I get, I have high praises because I treat people like their family. I don't treat them like a job because I want someone to treat my mom like I treat somebody else. So I'm trying to pay it forward. But there's some horrible people who claim to be lovers of people that want to take care of them. No, it's just a job. And these homes and some of these in-home caregivers are horrible. And I pray every day that God finds them out and he deals with them and let them know one day somebody's going to have to take care of you. And the treatment you gave someone else, they're going to give it to you, too. Keep praying for her and her mother. I know Sharon. I heard that voice. I'm going to hang in there and pray for her. And thank you for letting me have my peace. I'm going off the line.
All right. Don't hang up, though. We want to get you back later. Let's give Sheila a big hand, you guys. Let's give Sheila a big hand. Give her a big hand. You know, first of all, to be an in-home caregiver is a humongous job. They should be paid a lot more money because they do a big job preserving the lives of the elderly community. And that's extremely important. But I'm going to say this again. Being a mandated reporter means that if you see something, you should say something. Okay? I'm going to leave that right there.
Exactly.
Let's go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, what would you like to say about what you heard from Sharon today? And then we're going to go back to you, Sharon, in a minute. Go right ahead, Vera. Take the floor.
Sharon, I just want to say I'm saddened to hear that all that you had to go through. And if you can leave your contact information with Eddie later, I have a couple of possible people that may be able to help and assist so your mom can be taken care of at home.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Vera. I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. What do you, you know, just what's on your heart about what you heard, Clarence?
Yes, first let me, God guest Sharon for stepping in, staying on the job and being watchful and mindful on everything that happens to your mother, you know. If I knew back then when my mom was in a nursing home what I knew now, maybe she would be alive today, but I just give God all praise and glory for all of us and all the panelists. Everybody has been spot on. One thing that I would like to advise you in is to go into the city attorney. This is a form of elderly abuse. Somebody should be arrested in that facility and even that person. This walks hand in hand with our first topic. We're looking at two black women, one in the nursing home and one out in society, both being attacked in some form of fashion. So this is another classic case where you can hold them accountable civilly. I just want to thank everybody for being spot on, because I'm receiving everyone's input. It's spot on. So go talk to your city attorney. My mom ended up going through 9 hospitals and nursing homes because of another circumstance, but this is not about her. This is about your mother. But the nursing facility that she ended up in was, in Macklin. They were careful. And, you know, when we look at people, regardless of their employment and their profession, you know, we have people who care and love their job and care for the people who they service if they have that type of employment. And then we have people who just care about their paycheck on Friday. They just spending time there. And then there are those who have their individual, personalities where they want to please just themselves. And because they can be a predator or rapist or anything, but just haven't been caught. You know, we've heard that people have been raped on this show. We heard people have been brutalized on this show. We heard people who have been neglected on this show. So we have those people. And so the last thing I want to say is I think that we need to move as a people to bring to light, to have some kind of proposition set in where each and every nursing home has to have not just monthly training, but such as Pastor Eddie has mentioned, to go over that sworn statement where they are mandated. Because, you know, some people get on the job for so long and they forget about their duty and their requirements. So thank you for bringing this to the show. May your mom recover in full health. Just continue to love her. Be her bulldog. Watch over her. And bite anybody that tries to bite her, if you understand what I'm saying. So God bless you. God keep you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Clarence Mellon here on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Let's get, I believe this is a caller in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Mrs.
Sorry,
Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda Goldie.
Good morning. I was planning on reading something that I had written when I was in a nursing home and with a broken bone, and I was revising it, and then just when I was about to call you, I got a new poem. So this is what I'll read.
Before you read that thought, we're so happy to have you on. I want to go to our professor. We're going to have you read that poem in a moment. I want to go to Professor Reams, our real professor. Professor Rain, take the floor. Give us your remarks on what you heard that Sharon has experienced with her mother. Her mother's name is Mrs. Amelia Ann Smith. Go right ahead, mm-hmm. Professor Reams. Take the floor.
Well, first of all, to our guest, we have had understanding of this problem for quite some time in public health, and we've tried to do things and try to move the needle. And every time we looked up, we're being blocked by something or some regulation or so. So when you're going through this, the efforts, and I'll be working with Pastor Jones on this, is to find out, is this location connected to any larger hospital corporations or what have you? Because sometimes they have little holding companies where all they want to do is just warehouse people. And what has been a problem is that while we say we honor our elderly, we really are not honoring them, because it seems as though that once you get to a certain age, people try to forget about you. They just try to warehouse mm-hmm. you somewhere and just put you away and just think about you maybe when they feel like it, but not focus on the fact that you are still, as your mother, still living, have life, regardless of what the ailment is, this person is still around and is important. And that's a negative to us as a society, because we want to deal with all the here and the now. We want to deal with the pretty. We want to deal with those who are young. But we always forget the elderly in every step that we go to. So when you do that and you take a look at those corporations, because it's no different than what they're herding people in into the prison industrial complex, except that the only difference is that they didn't commit a crime. So this is the next level of protest and acting up that we need to do, and not just focus on a little one here and a little one there. This is a collective where we have the laws in place. It's just people don't want to enforce them for whatever reason, and we need to bring that up as you're doing with this. But in the meantime, I am so happy, and I'm going to keep praying and hope, and definitely working with Vera will place your mother in the spot where God has meant for her to be, at home, because we have my mother at home, and we're working to make sure that her last years are her best years, as well as the love she gave to us overall.
Wow.
So those are my thoughts, Pastor Jones, and I yield back to you.
Amen.
Thank you so very much, Professor Reams. That was right on point. And now, Sharon, give us your
yes.
closing remarks on how you feel.
Thank you.
Just your closing remarks, because right now I don't want you to leave the show. I want you to stay on. But I'd like to get your closing remarks on this particular topic we're going to be switching. So what do you want to say in closing?
I just want to say thank you to everybody. My mother worked at White Memorial Hospital for 51 years. She is a retired nurse and a certified gerontologist. And for
wow.
her to be treated like mm-hmm. this in her old age, at the age of 85, when all she has
mm-hmm.
ever done is take care of people, I'm pray for me, because I'm trying not to catch a case, okay? And I'm being real honest. I mean, I'm saved, I believe God, but I'm human, and that's my mother. So I thank everybody, input. I'm doing, you know, everything that I can, and I'm, you know, following the directions of, you know, Pastor Eddie. I already have a police report, and I have an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm just thankful for all of you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Let's give Sharon a big hand for her testimony. Let's give her a big hand, y'all. That's not easy. That's not easy. Now, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry said, aplaceformom.com. Write it down. Aplaceformom.com are the best nursing homes somewhere near you. Write that down. Aplaceformom.com. We're about to switch reels. Also, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry said, I have become a pastor for all my seniors in the nursing home. That's what we need. And as Elder Luther said earlier, and I commend him for saying that I'm the kind of pastor, we need more pastors like me, because I'm going out there getting in the, I'm rolling up my sleeves and getting my hands dirty. I'm you know, I give the glory to God because I'm a humble servant on the battlefield for God. I make it less of me and more of God. I step back so God can step up, and he just uses me. And to, before God, I'm just a filthy rag to be used by our God to clean up filthy messes.
Hallelujah.
These are civil rights issues, hallelujah, that are affecting us each and every day. And with that being said, we are switching reels right now. I want you to know the guy is named T-Rump. T-Rump, I don't call him Donald Trump. I call him T-Rump, and y'all know what a rump is. And it says T-Rump faces more than 30 counts related to business fraud in the indictment. It remains under seal, and tomorrow it will be unsealed, and the former president is expected to be arraigned in Manhattan Criminal Court tomorrow. But the timing appears to remain to be seen whether he'll show up or not. And let me tell you my personal feelings. This is so long overdue, very, very long overdue. Okay, wait, I got somebody just, can you please repeat the website? Oh, the website. I want to repeat the, somebody said, can you repeat the website? aplaceformom.com. aplaceformom.com. Now, on this particular topic here, because we're running out of time, we got to start our regular segment of the show, we want to definitely cover, I want everyone's opinion, so we want 15-second sound bites, not 30 seconds, 15-second sound bites, y'all. Thank you, so everybody can get in their feelings about this. You're very welcome. Trump faces 30 counts, and I can tell you myself, this is long overdue. First of all, they should indict him for what he did at the state capitol. Those people that his people that was climbing over the walls looking like gorillas and monkeys, I'm keeping it real. You know, they climbed up there and they killed people. They trampled people. They beat up people. Matter of fact, they beat up Secret Service officers and police officers. They beat up innocent people. They went in their offices and did unbelievable things that I don't even want to say on the radio because of animosity and hatred, which has been instilled to them by this man. Okay? This man is out of complete control and should not have the power and or the authority to make threats such as, if I am indicted, there will be death and mayhem and whatever in the streets. Destruction and death and mayhem will be in the streets if he is indicted. So unfortunately, we got to spend billions of taxpayer dollars to bring in the National Guards, to bring in the FBI, the CIA, the ATF, the DEA, and every other secret government entity to protect not only the people, but the court system. And unfortunately, this guy, T-Rump. So with that being said, you already know my feelings. Yes, I work in, you know, I'm around civil rights for the last 30-some years, and I'm proud to be working in the civil rights arena because changes need to be made. Amendments need to be made to the Constitution of the United States of America. And one of those amendments should be if you do anything to violate the United States of America, you should not be able to run for president ever, 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 ever again for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I'm going to start off with Elder Luther. Elder Luther, can you give me a 15-second soundbite how you feel about T-Rump being indicted for 30 counts? Go right ahead.
Okay. Donald Trump. I call him Donald Trump. This is the best. This is the best I have. I have a lot to say, but Galatians 6:7 says, this is for you, Donald Trump. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he will also reap. So all those seeds of deception, guess what? They're growing now. They're no longer buds. No longer little leaves, but they are full-blown, reapable crops, and that's what he's reaping right now. Galatians 6:17. That's my message to Donald Trump.
Praise God. With that being said, we're going to do a 15-second soundbite with Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, take the floor. What do you feel about T-Rump getting 30 counts and being indicted? Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, don't let anyone deceive you, for that they will not come except a fallen away, and the man of lawlessness will be revealed. And he shall exalt himself. Come on. It's right here in the Word of God. We talked about the end time stuff and end time information, remember, on the other show. And so this is just a continuation of what we're seeing. It said he would use all sorts of displays and powers through signs and wonders that would serve the lie. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God.
Come on now.
And all his ways of wickedness to deceive the people of God. Come on, somebody. We're already there.
Thank you so much, Chief. You hit the nail on the head. With that being said, I want to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, 15-second soundbite. What do you think about T-Rump being indicted and getting 30 counts? Go right ahead. Take the floor, Talana.
I just have to agree with the panel and all. And just to piggyback, what is done in the dark comes to the light eventually. Nothing that people think they get away with under the sun, God can't see. That's crazy. God sees all. And remember that he is on the throne and he's always watching.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. With that being said, I'm going to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor. Give us your thoughts on T-Rump being indicted.
Eddie, I second that emotion for everyone that just spoke, because every single thing that is in the dark will always appear in the light. It will catch up with you one time or another. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, give us a 15-second soundbite on what.
Yes. This guy, you know, he's getting away, and because of the color of his skin, with a lot of things has been prolonged also because of the color of his skin. You know, if he would have been a black guy, this guy would already be in prison. So, We know that a lot of racism has to do with this. The power of the white man has a lot to do with this. But so we're going to see in the days to come what's going to happen. And, you know, this is written in the book, Regulate the Manual and the Gangsters. It's written. It's been prophetically written, thanks to
Clarence.
Professor Reams, who have mentioned that.
All right. Okay. Hold that thought. Thank you, Clarence. Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon. What do you think of Trump being in time? Give us a 15-second soundbite.
I think he should get everything he deserves in spades.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Wow. With that being said, oh, my gosh. I want to go to Professor Reams. What do you think about T-Rump being indicted? Somebody here, Professor, take the floor.
It's been long in coming, and let's give honor to Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, and Fonnie Willis, because the best is yet to come. In that sense, because here you have African-Americans taking care of business and being steadfast and also being stewards in taking care of something. Now, this means that the rule of law, where no man is above the law, has been fortified because justice matters. I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen. Okay, with that being said, okay, everybody do me a favor. Reach your phone out so we won't get any feedback. Here's my phone. I'm about to run in and die.
up. You're cutting up really bad.
I'm cutting up. Okay. Can you guys hear me okay?
You're breaking up.
Still a little choppy.
All right. I knew that if we started talking about this guy, we would have to. Technical difficulties. I knew that. Every time we talk about this guy, something happens to the show. Am I sounding better now?
Yeah.
You sound better.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Okay, good.
Much better.
You know, this guy, he listens to me, and I know he does. Not him personally, but he has his people to listen to our show because, and I know that the FBI and the CIA is listening to any civil rights talk show. And if we have Russia listening to our show and China and Japan and the Ukraine is listening to our show and Egypt and all the other countries that are listening, I know our government is definitely listening. So here is a message to all the listeners. The truth is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help us God. There's no way that I, Pastor Eddie Jones, could pull a coup on the state capitol and not be incarcerated or held responsible for those who died, for those who committed suicide, and for those who were trampled alive, and for those who were almost beat to their death. If that was me and I did that, where do you think I would be? Where do you think President Barack Obama would be if he did that? Where do you think that President whoever would be if they did that? And no one, and I do say again, no one is above the law. With that being said, we're going to close out on the indictment. I can't wait till tomorrow morning. My TV will, all my social media TVs and everything will be on this particular subject matter, and I can't wait to talk about it next Monday on the closing. Well, it's only the beginning because they have indictments for him in other states, not just New York. So is he out the water? No, he is in the water, and right now he has on a life jacket trying to stay above the water because it looks like for the first time in the history of him and all the things that he's done, he's sinking. The ship is going down. And I don't know how many people he has seen. Yeah, his ship is going down. And it's not even the Queen Mary. I mean, the other, what's the other one? Went down a long time ago. The, forgot the name of the ship.
Titanic.
But anyway, the Titanic.
Titanic.
Titanic is going down again. Anyway, it is time for our regular segment. In this segment, we have Health and Wellness with Vera Jones. We have Mental Health and You with Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. We have Regulate the Manual with Clarence M. Allen. We have Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie. We have The Commentary with Professor Reams. And then closing remarks from Sharon, Elder Luther, and Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. And without further ado, Vera Jones, take the floor, give us health and wellness.
Good morning, Eddie, and good morning to all the listeners again. I am Dr. Granny V. I have a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. However, on this radio talk show, that is my given name. So last year, I mentioned a topic, and it was how to prepare and give a massage at home. And today I want to speak to you about why we should all get a massage. Because yesterday, oh, my goodness, I had a fantastic spa treatment with Talana, the birthday lady, and my other niece. So now, let's all speak. I am a former massage therapist, well, back in the day. So what is a massage? It's one of the oldest forms of healing in over 3,000-plus years. And the ancients used it, like the Egyptians, the Persians, and the Hindus, because it was a form of touch, rubbing, friction, effarage, kneading, and they were using their elbows, fingers, hands, their forearm, and also, like in Thai massage, they use the feet. I love that as well. So it's great for circulation, for joint problems, and nowadays, this is a big form of curing chronic conditions like arthritis, lower back pain, and tension from everyday life. Now, who can benefit from a massage? All living beings, babies, elders, the mentally ill, our pets, the pregnant ones, and those with postpartum, and even, as I said, don't forget the pets. Now, massage can renew, rejuvenate, and will align our mental, physical, emotional health for great self-care and flexibility. And prior to a massage, make sure that you immerse yourself in soaking in warm water or taking a nice hot shower to loosen up your muscles. Now, this will help release stress. If you're feeling sluggish, stiff, it will help with flexibility, achy muscles, our tissues, joints, and if you just have stagnant movement. And it will definitely calm down our nervous system. Now, who should not get a massage? Anyone that has an open wound, if they have broken bones or other injuries. And pressure is very important. It should never, ever be painful. And what advice that I can give is make sure that you are speaking with your therapist to alarm them if the pressure is too hard or yet too soft. Now, there are many different types of massages. I don't have the opportunity to go into all of them, but what I will say, there are some of my favorites. My favorite, of course, is body work with essential oils because the common oils can rejuvenate our entire body. So there's the Swedish, which is very relaxing, shiatsu, which is an energy type of massage, prenatal, which is will help reduce labor pain. There's deep tissue, and that is pretty deep pressure, not recommended for everyone. There is hot stone because it helps with the tightened muscles, reflexology for the hands and feet, for the nerve endings, and for all of our organs to stimulate. There's the lymph drainage will help our lymph flow. The chair massage, which really focuses on the head, the neck, shoulders, mainly. There is the Thai massage, another one of my favorites because this helps us with range of motion. And last but not least, the post massage. It is a sports massage. There is pre and post for those of you that work out or I used to be a marathon runner, so this is something that I would do on a regular basis. So in closing, make time for yourself and do your own research because all of those different types of massage are therapeutic. And make sure that you research for a qualified or certified licensed therapist with a professional background. And after a massage, make sure that you take the moment to relax, drink plenty of water, because self-care is self-love for your body that you live in. And that is my segment for today for health and wellness.
All right, let's give a big hand. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Granny V. Wonderful. Now, with that being said, let's go to Linda Goldie because Linda Goldie does poetry in motion, and then we're going to get the sports report. So without further ado, Linda Goldie, take the floor. Give us poetry in motion.
Okay. Since part of the topic has been about a mother's, I'll do the short one. A mother's job. You learn to be a multitasker, watching to prevent disaster, cleaning scrapes and all that hurts, and showing love with kisses and all that God permisses. You'll search until you find what will ease their troubled mind in the work of daily living. Then you'll pray to teach forgiving.
Wow, let's give it up for Linda Goldie. Thank you, Linda Goldie. That was really nice.
Thank you, Linda.
I enjoyed that.
Linda Goldie.
Thank you, Linda.
That was really nice. Without further ado, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, let's say hello to Cousin V, our sports journalist. Good morning, Cousin V, all the way from Florida. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great out here. My favorite cousin B.
Good morning,
cousin B.
Good morning, my whole favorite family.
Good morning, cousin B.
Good morning.
Well, cousin B, please take the floor. Give us the sports report.
The sports report is a sports report this week. March and April is full of so many sports going on right now. We just ended with the NCAA Final Four, especially the women's. Man, what games. Those games were great. Usually, like, you know, we mostly don't get into women's sports, and we hadn't. But if you were watching these, they were some great games. And so first I want to say we need to say a prayer for the former Indiana Hoosiers, Coach Bob Knight, 82. He was hospitalized on Friday for an acute illness, so he's still in the hospital. So we want to say a prayer for him and his family. And then also I want to let you know there's a new cologne out in perfume. It's by Russell and Sierra. And it is magnetic. It's magnetized, and the two bottles stick together, and they're intertwined. So if you have a chance, look those up. And then we have the Masters, which will start. It's already Masters Week. It's in the Augusta National, and it's like a whole week event, but the actual game starts on the 6th through the 9th this week. And it will have the PGA and the LIV Golf players playing in that tournament. The Miami Open Tennis ended this week, April the 2nd. The Stanley Cup championship will begin April the 17th. And then our Major League Baseball opening day was March the 31st on this past Thursday. So I know we'll be looking to see what those L.A. Dodgers and the Houston Astros and the Miami Marlins, what they will be doing. Then we also have NASCAR. It's a weekly event, and that will be, and you can always see it if you don't attend. It's always come to a city near you, but you can also look at it on FS1 and on Fox. Then we also had the Caitlin Clark. She won the Naismith Trophy 2023 over Aaliyah Boston. Aaliyah came in second place. And who is the Naismith Trophy? It is named for Dr. James Naismith in honor of basketball. He was the inventor of basketball, and it was established in 1969, presented by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club, and it is awarded yearly. And the NCAA men's Oscar, and I have to spell his name out because I do not know how to say it, but he's a Kentucky basketball player. His name is Oscar, T-S-H-I-E-B-W-E. And he won the men's Naismith Award. And then we finally got down. We came from 68 to 32 players. 32 teams. Then we had the Sweet 16 down to the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and now we are at the championship. But the women's championship, it ended on yesterday. So the Final Four was Iowa and South Carolina, and Iowa beat Carolina 53-51. And then we had LSU Tigers and Virginia Tech. And LSU pulled it off 79-72 to make it to the finals. And on yesterday, it was Iowa and LSU. LSU Tigers first title game in their sixth Final Four, and they beat Iowa and Caitlin 102-85. So hats off to the NCAA Women's Championship. And then in the men's Final Four, it was the Florida Atlantic versus San Diego, California versus Florida. San Diego pulled it off in the last second. So games are not over in any basketball game until that clock says 0-0-0. they hit that last basket, 72-71 over Florida Atlantic. And then UConn defeated Miami Hurricanes 72-59. Tonight, you can tune in Eastern Standard Time, 9:20 p.m. It will be played at the American Airlines in Houston. No, I'm sorry. It will be played at the NRG Stadium in Houston. It will be San Diego State Aztecs versus UConn Huskies. And UConn is number 4 and San Diego is number 5. San Diego's score on the year is 32-6 and UConn is 3-8. So we can't wait to see who wins this championship tonight. And that will be all for my final NCAA March Madness, boy. It tore up some brackets, but also the Augusta, the Masters, like I said, you can also play Fantasy Masters if you want. So look that up. This is my sports report, and you all have a blessed week.
All right, let's give up for the sports report. That was the regular segment for sports report. And I've got to tell you guys right now, I'm going with San Diego. This is the first time San Diego has ever made it in the championship in March Madness. So, wow, I want them to beat the brakes off of UConn, but that's just between us.
Yeah, and the Cinderella team at that.
Yes, that's right. And without further ado, it is time for a segment called Regulate the Manual. And then following that, we will do the commentary, and then we'll hear get closing remarks from Elder Luther and Sharon as soon as we finish here. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Without further ado, Regulate the Manual. Clarence, is 10:52 a.m. We got a short time, but go right ahead. Take the floor.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all the panelists, especially thanks to all of our listeners each and every Monday morning who tune in to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show. You know, back in the days, the gangs had gotten so clever on so many occasions. The females would be the one who carry out the missions of getting the invitations and greetings delivered. The females sometimes had made a huge difference delivering notices. Men, imagine this. Some fine-looking ladies are handing out some sweet invitations. Which group of men can refuse once the letters of invitations were served? Either you man up or you squander the game. It's that simple. Now's the time to put up or shut up. Are you ready to roll? Do you have the heart to go on a hoo ride? If your answer to the questions was yes, then you better get cracking. This is a solo mission only. You have volunteered for a one-way trip. Are you ready? Gangsters, you are on your own. Yeah, right, like we all thought. You are not a real gangster. You are a prankster. You have been warned a few steps back. Never take a knife to a gunfight. Always keep it gangster. Never forget the hoorah accepted by invitations only. Keep it gangster. Yeah, well, all y'all know what I'm talking about. That's inside of the gangsters right there, you know. I was looking for that portion of the part of Regulate where it prophetically spoke about the actions like those like Donald Trump who have taken the White House with blood and treasure. And now, you know, the time has caught up with him. But if you want to get this read, you got to go to RegulateTheManual.com. And if you have this book, take another look, because this book is written, and you are in here.
All right, all right, all right, Brother Clarence, thank you so much. Clarence Emmanuel with his book, Regulate the Manual.
All right,
we
Clarence.
Appreciate that.
All right.
And without thank further you, ado, it is time for one of the most important parts of our show, which is like a review of everything that took place. Without further ado, we have a real professor on our show, co-producer, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and to everyone who's been listening. We hope that this has been very enlightening to you because, again, this is the best Blog Talk Radio program on Mondays, and so we want to make sure that you are well-equipped so that you're weak, you have a wonderful week, and that we hit the issues that are important for us to work with the Lord on. And so this has been pivotal. Because the fact that we have all of our warriors out here and also in our team that we work with. So I want to thank them all, Cousin V, for keeping us abreast of everything in sports. Clarence Allen, the regulator, always prophetic about the gangsters. Dr. Granny V, Vera Jones, about massage and reminding us of how important it is that we take care of our health. Delana Jones, once again, words of wisdom, and also a happy, happy birthday. Thank you so much for everything. To Melly Aubrey, a shout-out to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones for mental health, and you, thank you. Linda Goldie got my hug, and it is wonderful. The poetry was just right on time. And to our special guest, to Sharon Lynette Roberts, being the hero, the guide, to letting us know what is going on within the nursing and nursing homes, to Stacy Felder about the mall attack, and to our other wonderful guest, the Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, always an honor to have you on there, and to Elder Luther Baker, thank you for your wisdom and your wonderful insights. So folks, just to make it quick, we've talked about malls attack, we've talked about elder abuse, and we've talked about indictment of Donald Trump, and all of these things have a similar theme because the fact that it is against, it's harming people. It is harming those folks who didn't deserve to be harmed in the first place. And it is one of these things where we have the mall attack where the person was simply doing nothing but doing what they were going to do by going to the store to get some candy. It is elder abuse because we should be honoring our elderly and making sure that their latter years are honored because of the sacrifice they made, and that's not being done. And then with the indictment of Donald Trump, it is a testimony of how one man can feel that he's above the law, and finally we're getting some vindication overall. But the good Lord has seen this before. As I mentioned, Ecclesiastes 3.1, because because the fact that this is nothing new under the sun. And so he is telling us, okay, look, folks, we are out of the storms, but now keep and put your armor of God and your Bible as your sword on, because the fact that you need to get some things done. We're in this situation where, yes, we're going to be getting some indictments, but each and every day people are suffering at the hands of folks, just like that security officer or whoever the caregiver is for the elder abuse. And we have to always stay vigilant because number 45, he'll take care of himself. We need to take care of our own. We need to take care of our communities. We need to be out there. That's why everyone is on deck to make the changes that are necessary. So my hope and prayer is that we, when we take our action, we have the prayer to teach us to be forgiving, to be patient, to be loving when we do this, but something has to be done, and it needs to be done now. And in doing so, in working with Pastor Jones, action is going to be taken, because the word steward not only means job of supervising, it means taking care of something. And in doing so, this is where you get the smile and the aha and the well done that you're seeking from the good Lord, because he wants to do something and it shall be done because we have willed it. And so in looking at this from the above point of view, let us just say a prayer that all of us are energized, that we're invigorated, we simply continue to work to make things better in his name. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much for the commentary.
All right,
wow, very, very good. Very good. However, my bad, we have to do words of wisdom. We can't get out of here without words of wisdom. Talana Jones, take the floor. We're going over about 5 minutes. Give us words of wisdom. Words of wisdom.
Thank you, Daddy. Guess we're saving the best for last today, everybody. So welcome to Words of Wisdom. Today,
I mashed up a lot of words that I have been hearing over the duration of this last couple of weeks. And today's show, I think, is a great read for what I have to share. So I pray you enjoy. God's love heals more than medicine. You are so worthy. I trust that all your efforts are worthwhile. I thank you. Lord, I will go. When the Lord wants me to go help somebody, I ask him to send me, and I will be there. He is an on-time God. Yes, Father, you are close to my heart at all times. I thank you for every mountain you brought me over, for every obstacle that I have overcome. I release and pray for everyone who has ever had to always be in the forefront, to be able to have the time to play the background and let God be always in your forefront. And I always say, Jesus, you are my rock, my King of all kings, and glory to your grace. Power of your mercy made new every day. I thank you, God, for always being in your presence and never away from your sight. Everyone, let's pray, climb, maintain, and keep moving forward. Thank you so much for letting me share. Thanks.
Amen.
All right, let's give it up for words of wisdom. Very good, Tawana. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow.
Words
of wisdom.
Well,
that was beautiful. Okay, without further ado, really quick, I want to first go to Elder Luther. Elder Luther, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, Pastor.
Please give us your closing remarks about the show.
The closing remarks I have, we talked about police abuse. Here's a quote. When you have police officers who abuse citizens, you erode public confidence in law enforcement. That makes the job of good police officers unsafe. That's a quote by Mary Frances Berry. We talked about nursing home abuse. Physical nursing home abuse occurs when a resident suffers bodily harm or injuries. Over 9% of nursing home staff members have already admitted to physically abusing residents in 2020. Study from the World Health Organization. We talked about health. 3 John 1:2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper in health, be in good health, even as our souls shall prosper. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the platform. I was so blessed to be here. And thank you once again, Pastor Eddie, for inviting me. And thank you once again, Apostle Curry, for inviting me, my good friend.
You are so very welcome, and thank you for coming on. And we'll be talking to you very soon, Elder Luther. Without further ado, we're going to go to our exclusive special guest, Sister Sharon Lynette Roberts. Sharon, please take the floor. Give us your closing remarks.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody on the panel that has listened to me and heard me. Because you can listen and not hear. Secondly, the Spirit led me to 1 Thessalonians where God says, I will not have you ignorant. Okay? And on this platform, it's informative and letting everybody know what's really going on that the world would like to sweep under the carpet. And we as African Americans, we don't know our rights as consumers. Okay? For that reason, I do consumer rights seminars. But I said that to say this to everybody that's on this platform. In Deuteronomy, it says, you have been faithful over a few things. God will make you ruler over many. And that goes for Minister Jones, that goes for the apostle, that goes for all of the ministers that have
or have been and are still are walking in God's light and doing what God would have you to do. And I thank and I praise God for all of you.
Wow. Okay, well, can we please give
Sharon,
our special guest, Sharon Roberts, just give her, let's give her a big hand and let's say thank you to her. Thank you for coming on, Sharon. We enjoyed you.
Thank you so much, Sharon. God bless you.
Sharon, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
I want to let you guys know on the show right now, we will be doing a press conference along with Sharon and her people, and we'll also be doing a press conference with Stacy Fielder Grisby pertaining to her sister Shy. We will be doing everything in our power to make changes. Right now, I want to give you our word of the week and our scripture of the week, and then we're going to close out. Get your pen and paper out, or maybe you can memorize this. Keep your Bible open to this scripture. Our scripture of the week is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 17. And it reads, "Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded." I'm going to read that to you one more time. Let it sink into the resonance of your heart and mind. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 17. And it reads, "Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies in his statutes, which he hath commanded." God commanded us to keep his commandments. So that's the scripture of the week. The scripture of the week. Today is Monday. The word of the week. The word of the week is stewardship. Stewardship. Professor Reams told you earlier, that is the word of the week. Now, define stewardship, and you will define leadership, director, helper. Stewardship covers a lot of things. That is our word of the week. Now, as I close out here, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank all of our special guests. I want to thank all of the co-producers and the producers of the show. I want to thank everybody who's listening from wherever you are around the world. But here it is. I tell you this every week. Number one, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself so that there be no limit. Number two, the best is yet to come. Number two, the best is yet to come. And number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We'll be here next week. I want to thank you guys for all the hearts. If you like the show, everybody on Facebook Live, if you like the show, let me see your hearts right now. If you enjoyed what you heard today, let me see your hearts. All right. And there they go. Thank you guys so much for the hearts. You know, God bless you all, and remember, Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. All right, y'all. Peace. Okay, and so without further ado, here it is.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. And picket fence, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
It's not.